The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here this morning with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, lots of information that you can use to improve the quality of your health, to spread the word, essentially, that what you eat, how you live, how you exercise, all of that has an impact on your health and well-being. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And I know you have a very lengthy list of all of the things we're going to share with our listeners this morning.
That's true. What motivates me, Janet, is just trying to figure out the reasons why people get sick. You know, because, you know, after being in practice for over 30 years, and the only thing doctors are basically given are drugs to combat all these illnesses that people come down with. And it really has nothing to do with the drugs are treating the symptoms. They're not fighting the illness. And I just want to go over something we said on yesterday's program. We were talking about the new guidelines for mammograms. And there was a paragraph that really caught my attention. They said that most women above the age of 45, or above the age of 40 actually, fall into the category of women of average risk. And that's about 90 to 95% of the women.
So one would suppose from that, that as you age, the risk increases for developing breast cancer? Because I'm going to think, okay, women under the age of 40, are they low risk, or we don't know?
Well, that's an interesting question, because
that's why I'm here.
By numbers, they're low risk. Fewer women in the younger age groups get breast cancer, but the ones that do get a more lethal type of breast cancer. So we don't know, are they average risk or high risk? They're both. They're everything.
Okay.
But what caught my eye on this was how they defined women at high risk. And those were women who had been previously diagnosed with breast cancer, or those women that have the breast cancer gene, or have a family history of breast cancer. But the one that got my attention was, when a woman has a history of chest radiation as a child or young adult. So if that's a risk factor, and that puts you in the high-risk group for getting breast cancer, why doesn't the mammograms, otherwise known as breast x-rays, put you in that same high-risk group?
That mystery of medical treatment here in the United States.
And why do you think they call them mammograms and not breast x-rays?
Because you just shouldn't go and be having x-rays, without a very, very good reason. And the other part of it is I never understood who was the group that got together and said, it's a reasonable thing to x-ray soft tissue. We can see skeleton very well. You can see dentition very well, but soft tissue? Okay. What are they looking for? Calcifications?
Well, you know, I have an essay about this posted on my website. I'm going to pull it up right now so I can read this to you. And the reason it's appropriate to our discussion is this essay was written by a cancer surgeon at Yale, And it was very interesting what he said after his many years of experience in treating women with breast cancer. I should have that in a moment. And now we should get it. So
okay, mammography screenings may contribute to. Okay. So revisiting accepted wisdom in the management of breast cancer and Dr. Slavin.
Yeah. So this article was written by Malcolm Beinfeld, an associate clinical professor in the Department of Surgery at Yale University of Medicine. And he'd been on the staff of Yale Comprehensive Cancer Center and practiced surgery for 45 years. And he's been published a lot. And in the preface to his article, which is about, I think it was something like 27 pages or more. That's why I posted it online as opposed to printing it out and handing it out.
It's very interesting because the synopsis at the beginning of the article, the first sentence reads, misconceptions and illusions prevail in the management of breast cancer. And this article was written in 1997.
Not that long ago.
Well, not that long ago, but what has changed? Nothing. It's only gotten worse.
Yeah. So what he was saying is historical review reminds us that medical practice is commonly rooted in tradition rather than proof. Because you were asking about how did we come up with mammograms? Well, he doesn't address that, but you'll see how he addresses the other approaches. He said the Halsted mastectomy, and that's also known as the radical mastectomy. That's where they remove the breast, the muscle, and all the lymph nodes. So that procedure inadvertently served the burgeoning profession of surgery in the early 1900s more than it benefited women with breast cancer. Now, the reason they came up with that procedure, up until then, women with breast cancer really weren't getting any treatments. You know, the women said, I've got something here, do something. So, okay, we'll do something, we'll cut it all off. And 100 years later, the same operation continues to thrive. And it thrives despite evidence that mastectomy, radiation following lumpectomy, axillary node dissection, or intensive follow-up surveillance have little impact on survival. Yet these practices are adhered to tenaciously. And he goes on to say, the extent to which current treatment for breast cancer succeeds in prolonging life remains open to question. Now, we've reported on this many times that the studies show that it hasn't been prolonging life. The number of women dying from breast cancer today really hasn't changed for the past 50 years. And probably you could go back longer than that, except they didn't have the statistics taken at that time. Many accepted ideas and interventions are perilously disconnected from their true merit. The imperative for doctors to do something sometimes contradicts their pledge to do no harm. Reflection on what is known should guide future action.
So our job here is to provide the information about what is known. And well, according to Dr. Beinfeld, we know a lot more than our physicians are, I'm going to say, than the physicians are aware of, and that what the physicians are sharing with their patients.
Well, again, you know, I'm not sure I blame the physicians so much.
Okay, so I can do that?
Well, I mean, you can blame them, but I don't know. Okay, I should say it differently. I don't think they are intentionally doing this because I think they believe in everything they're doing.
Okay.
At least I hope they do, because I don't know how anybody could go ahead and do these things if they knew that it really didn't make a difference.
Like the gentleman we spoke about the other day in Indiana who was intentionally doing bypass surgeries and angioplasties with
maybe he convinced himself, and I think this is what doctors do actually, they convince themselves that this is necessary. And I remember speaking to a client, and I was questioning the use of stents because that was his area of expertise. I said, the stents really don't work that well. And his answer is, that's true, but it's the best we have. In other words, he was rationalizing doing it. Yeah, it doesn't work well, but we don't have anything else to help people with. But this may not really be helping people, but they're doing it anyway.
Let me translate that. It doesn't really work, but we're going to do it anyway. Just because we're physicians and people come to us looking for an answer, in spite of the fact that it doesn't work, we're going to use it because that satisfies the patient that we're proactive. So proactive doesn't necessarily translate to success.
Yeah. I was just looking at another article just...
While I was speaking, you were... were multitasking.
On the topic of breast cancer. So much disinformation or misinformation, I'm not sure how to categorize it, when they say that using hormone replacement therapy increases your risk of breast cancer. Because what they really have to say is synthetic hormone replacement therapy increases your risk of breast cancer.
And the combination of two synthetic hormones is an exponential increase risk.
Right, and in this particular report, they did a study looking at synthetic hormones, and then the results of the study they extrapolated to include even bioidentical hormones. Now, bioidentical hormones are the same hormones a woman makes throughout their lifetime. And women make the most hormones, in their, 20s, up 30s. It starts to decline by then, from puberty on, through the, say the 30s. And that's when they're healthiest, lower incidence of breast cancer during those years. So it's not the natural hormones, the bioidentical hormones that are creating the risk. It's when women are put on these synthetic hormones. So but you'll read an article and it'll say that hormones increase the risk of breast cancer. In fact, there are numerous studies that demonstrate an increased risk of breast cancer with medroxyprogesterone. Well, that's a synthetic progesterone. And they compare it to bioidentical natural progesterone. A study of more than 54,000 postmenopausal women in France, the risk of breast cancer women using hormone replacement therapy such as Premarin and Provera versus bioidentical hormone therapy for at least 3 years. The risk for breast cancer increased up to 70% among women taking progestins such as Provera.
I'm going to jump in and say progestins, the synthetic progesterone.
Among those taking bioidentical progesterone, the risk actually decreased by 10%. When we get back, we'll continue this with the results of a longer-term study.
And you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We're talking about why people develop illnesses. And right now, we're talking about the use of hormones. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more. Medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And we started out today talking about why do people get sick? And our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers, has a wide range of different approaches that people can use in order to see something that is developing. And I just want to remind everyone that on October 31st from 8 to 11 in the morning, and it's early in the morning on Saturday, but it's so that you can come to the office fasting and have a free chem panel. That's glucose, liver enzymes, electrolytes, and a CBC, complete blood count, your white blood cell, red blood cell, hemoglobin, hematocrit, and more, and a free urinalysis. So those are three areas where you can evaluate your health and well-being, and those tests are being offered for free, October 31st, 8 to 11 in the morning. You do need an appointment, so you can call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332. And with regard to our discussion this morning, there will be additional special rates on tests that you might want to learn a little bit about with regard to hormone balancing. Dr. Slavin?
Right. We could do an estrogen and progesterone level in a woman or in a man. You want to know what your testosterone is as well as your estrogen. You want to make sure you're not converting too much over to estrogen. And since, and if you're coming in fasting, you might want to get an insulin level too. Because the real question that has to be thought about is, do you want to intervene in illness before you get symptomatic? Or is your definition of illness when the symptoms begin? Before you have symptoms, you're not sick. That's something that can be debated. You know, as long as you feel good, you're not sick. Now,
some things develop,
but you can feel good with high cholesterol.
I have to jump in here because I read something yesterday about people who suffer from high cholesterol. I so object to that phrase. Cholesterol is produced in your body in response to a number of different things. Mm-hmm. And
it's necessary.
Yes, necessary for your hormones. Yeah. So we certainly do have room for a discussion about what exactly is disease and how do people suffer. But in this context, very much people need to know potentially something developing.
Well, I'm giving examples of illnesses that have no symptoms. So I mentioned you have high cholesterol. Approach to cholesterol is take cholesterol. Understand why it's high. Most of the time it's because you're consuming too many carbohydrates. Another asymptomatic illness, high blood pressure. You can have high blood sugar or insulin resistance, absolutely no symptoms. In fact, you can have cancer with no symptoms. So the idea that you should only treat disease when it becomes symptomatic is really not to the patient's benefit. It's to the establishments better, the healthcare establishments, because that's when it becomes the most lucrative to treat these illnesses.
The disease care establishment. So it's up to the individual to maintain wellness. You're not going to find wellness in our established healthcare system.
Well, you know, I gave an example last week. I said if there was no insurance and you had a choice between, and we can do this across the board with any illness, 150,000 for bypass, maybe 100,000 to treat breast cancer. If there was no insurance, would you want to spend that kind of money or maybe $5,000 to prevent the illness?
Remember when insurance was for catastrophic diagnoses and that it was very, very reasonably priced just to have a very brief conversation with your physician and there was no insurance involved. And very, very rarely did people walk away with a prescription. There were a variety of other suggestions that would be the first line of intervention.
Well, remember Dr. Joel Wallach, DVM?
Yes.
All right. He was a veterinarian. And he would say, you know, the farmers that had the cows in stock, they would spend money to prevent illness, make sure their livestock are properly given proper nutrition. So first of all, so they don't die because now you've lost money on an investment. You know, cow's worth a lot of investment, a lot of money. If you give them the nutrients to keep them healthy, you're going to save a lot in veterinary bills. But that's because there's really no health insurance for the livestock. Mm-hmm. So they want to spend, you know, keep the cows from getting sick. In humans, it's changed. You know, I mentioned if there was no health insurance, you wouldn't wait to get sick and spend $150,000. You do everything you can to keep from getting sick, and that's far less expensive than...
You feel much better. You don't go through a whole lot of pain and suffering after a very, very intense surgical procedure.
So now we give the insurance companies all this money in premiums, and they don't hesitate to spend that $150,000 for bypass, and they spend zero to prevent you from getting sick. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, people have acquiesced to that picture. They have turned over responsibility for their health and well-being to physicians that I'm going along. Maybe I don't get enough sleep. Maybe I don't attend to stress management. Maybe, I'm really, really pressed for time. I'm going to pull into this fast food restaurant. And they're not thinking that all of those issues take a toll on their health and well-being, and they figure they'll go to the doctor.
Right, that's from the individual's point of view. From the insurance company's point of view,
they're liking it.
But they're spending money. But they're spending money on what they sell. They sell, you know, the equipment that is required for bypass surgery. They have ownership interests in laboratories. I mean, almost in anything you can think of, the insurance company is invested in. So when they spend your premiums, and by the way, you always kick in 20% to your premiums. So that's basically the return they're getting on their investment, is that 20% that you have to spend. So they don't mind spending, you know, the $100,000 because they're going to make another $20,000 on that.
Okay, very interesting observation. I hadn't thought about that before. But what we're here to do is inform the healthcare consumers. And those healthcare consumers need to know the different approaches that they can use to maintain good health before a symptom arises. So with regard to this discussion about estrogen and progesterone, for the women out there who've been told by their doctors that yes, indeed, they need to do hormone replacement therapy, critically important to address bioidentical. That's the issue. And find someone who is experienced in it and find a quality source of that bioidentical hormone replacement. There are so many different practitioners out there who are relatively new to the idea of bioidentical hormone replacement. They hadn't been doing blood tests with the previous hormone replacement. It was synthetic, so they never tested what the individual's hormones were. And now with the bioidentical, they're almost sometimes following that same approach, and that is not the correct approach.
You have to look at outcomes. I think that's the way you judge anything, is you look at outcomes. Are we living longer as a country than other countries? The answer is no. Are we spending more on drugs than any other country? Well, actually, we're spending more than the rest of the world combined. I mean, right then and there, it should tell you something, that this approach is the wrong approach. It's just not working.
So the only way to change this approach is for the patients to require a change, for the patients to be knowledgeable enough about their genetics, their family history. And as I'm saying, that's why I'm thinking about advanced medical testing centers. Do they do that kind of testing that would give someone the advance notice that their genes put them more at risk for certain illness?
But you said the genes are influenced by our behavior and our environment.
Oh, for sure.
So, and there have been people that are saying, oh, this genetic mapping is really maybe smoke and mirrors. It's not a substitute for, eating properly and exercising, avoiding environmental toxins. And that's one of the topics I wanted to get to today, because it becomes very confusing. And then you have to ask yourself, after you learn about all this information, who do you trust? Because that's really the major thing. There was a report out about something called PFOA, also known as C8. And that's an ingredient in nonstick cookware. And, DuPont is one of the companies that makes a branded name called Teflon. Now, if you go to DuPont, DuPont says, no, we don't use PFOA. PTFE.
Ooh.
So they say, but ours is safe. The PFOA, that's the one that's dangerous. You don't know what's going on. But nevertheless, the first case has been brought against DuPont because of damages to a woman who contracted cancer from PFOA contaminated drinking water. Because, not only is it on Teflon coated pans, gets into the environment, gets into the drinking water. She was awarded $1.6 million. So
that doesn't begin to compensate for the pain, the suffering, the stress.
But the name Erin Brockovich comes to mind. With the movie about the water contaminated with something else, it was
chromium.
Chromium,
right?
Trivalent.
Trivalent
chromium. Yeah, so that was also carcinogenic. We have GMOs today, and Monsanto is saying perfectly safe. Tobacco company saying perfectly safe.
Until
they get caught. So this is, we as consumers have to really question everything more than once. And you got to look at the source of where the information is coming from.
Very, very important information. And you're tuned to Natural Talk Radio, where you'll get that kind of information. And I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli with Dr. Herb Slavin. We're talking about the reasons people may be getting sick. And just before the break, you were talking about Teflon and Monsanto with regard to their GMOs, DuPont with regard to their non-stick substances. The other area of non-stick besides the cookware is the treatment that upholstery carpets.
Stain resistant.
Some stain resistant.
Also fire retardant too, uses the same type of chemicals.
I mean, oh my goodness. And we know the negatives associated with those different chemicals. So very, very important to understand, where the sources of these chemicals might be found, and that if you're attempting to maintain good health, what you need to be doing certainly is, enhancing the quality of your diet. You might not necessarily have control over what your brand new sofa or brand new carpet, what chemical they have been treated with, but you have control over whether or not you're exposing your body to genetically modified organisms.
I think it's a good idea to not have carpeting, especially in Florida.
You know, oh, I absolutely agree with that.
You know, have a ceramic tile or, I guess, wood floors. The carpeting traps a lot of dirt, not to mention just the chemicals associated in its manufacture. you know, the term is outgassing. And I don't know how long it takes for all the toxic chemicals to outgas from a carpet.
I have a guess.
Okay.
1,000 years.
We don't know. Oh, and by the way, and speaking of Teflon, when that gets into your body, it can stay there for many, many years. In fact, in the environment, they say about as many as 90% of people
are contaminated with it.
I mean, it's everywhere. and you go to DuPont, says, you know, their product is perfectly safe.
I think that there was information that the specific chemical was found in the blood of polar bears that was tested. So you see how pervasive the chemical has been in our environment.
Well, there was a studies have shown that the Teflon and chemicals like it associated with ulcerative colitis, high cholesterol, pregnancy-induced hypertension, high blood pressure with pregnancy, thyroid disease, and testicular and kidney cancer.
Okay.
So, you know, in other words, this is under the umbrella of why we get sick. Some things we understand. We understand, you know, smoking makes us sick, although the tobacco industry for the longest time denied that. We understand that exposure to pesticides can get us sick. But here's something that people were using in their cookware, and they were told no problem, and now we're learning this is a potential issue to be concerned about. So that's why it's important to stay as natural as possible. 99.7% of Americans, according to a 2007 analysis of data from the Centers for Disease Control, as well as newborn human babies' breast milk and umbilical cord blood, were contaminated or found to have this chemical in their blood, the C8. So it's all around us.
Okay. Now, if we were very attentive, and I'll go back to Dr. Joel Wallach, if our cells had optimized mineral content, if we had optimized levels of the fat-soluble nutrients, do you think that humans then have a little bit of a chance of being able to not absorb? I'm not going so far as to say to literally push out of their bodies, push out of their cells, but not absorb these toxic substances.
It's going to help, but people, everybody is into detoxification, and the universal, I'm going to make up a term, the universal detoxicant is water.
Right.
But you got to get pure water, and it can't come in plastic. It's got to come in glass. And you have to drink enough of it, and I think most people would fail that test as well. You know, and yet they'll go on these 1 week, 2 week detoxification programs, but really you should be concerned about detoxification on a daily basis. Your body has to do it on a daily basis, and in order to aid your body, stop putting toxins into it and drink enough water so they'll help the body rid yourself of the toxins.
I think so many people are deficient in the fat-soluble nutrients, and one of the reasons has to do with the use of cholesterol-lowering drugs, the idea that we should follow a low or non-fat diet, the idea that fat is a culprit, not a benefit, and consequently things that are so crucially important for how our immune systems and indeed all of the different systems of our bodies work would be the deficiencies of A and D and E. We are, as a nation, an immune-challenged nation. And here in the discussion of why people get sick, let's talk about what is very, very much suggested by the medical community. Get your flu shot. Get your flu shot full of toxic debris, full of viral particles, full of chemicals that have absolutely no part in how your body is meant to function optimally. Indeed, it is these chemicals suppress immunity. Do you have a comment on flu shots as a contributor to why people get sick? And they're being told to use this to prevent illness.
Well, I think people say, well, that's such a small amount going into your body. That can't possibly be that harmful. Well, in regards to the this chemical we were talking about, just with one ounce is enough to kill a 150-pound person.
Whoa.
You know, so this, I remember a report in the newspapers about mercury saying the amount of mercury, the size of a period at the end of the sentence in the article, was enough to contaminate a lake. I mean, that's the kind of very low levels that remain toxic to the individual. A couple of weeks ago, we spoke about lead. Lead is still a problem. It's in the environment. When we measure people, you can measure for some of these toxins. We're picking up high lead levels in people. We're picking up high lead levels of cadmium and mercury and arsenic. These chemicals are still being used. They're still dangerous, carcinogenic. But you can do things to limit your exposure to it, or to help your body get rid of it. But if you don't have the test to know your you've been exposed, then you really can't do anything about it.
What about distilled water? Should people be drinking distilled water to literally pull some debris out of their bodies? And I'm talking about metals, mostly minerals, possibly. So I'm a fan of using it to a certain extent, and then being very, very focused on replacing those minerals.
I mean, it's an interesting thought. I think scientifically it makes sense that if you have a distilled water which is void of any minerals, it's going to attract minerals to it. It'll attract nutrient minerals as well as the toxic minerals. But then, like Janet just said, put back the nutrient minerals. So it's a positive all around.
Okay, so put back the minerals, and the way to put back the minerals, yes, indeed, have a very, very nice foundational supplement, a multivitamin, multimineral, but where's the best place to get that nutritional support? Your diet. Vegetables, 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 root vegetables, leafy vegetables, all types of vegetables, nuts and seeds, berries to a certain extent. So that needs to be replenished on a daily basis.
But here's the problem with distilled water. Where are you getting it?
My reverse osmosis distiller.
Okay, that might be a place.
Okay. And there are sources of...
Where I'm going is...
Yes, I know where you're going.
No plastic containers.
Right, right, right.
That's the problem. Because, again, distilled water, now put into a plastic container, it's going to be active with that plastic. So
You're bringing tears to my eyes, Dr. Slavin.
Well, you know, they do sell distillers for home use, even tabletop distillers. They're just very slow compared to reverse osmosis in making water. So that's always been the drawback with distillation. You know, it's a good way of purifying water. It's just slow, unless you have big systems, which are available. I think on ships they might have, you know, big distillers, or maybe they're using the reverse osmosis on ships now. So
okay,
they can take the salt water and make it potable.
And on ships, since you bring that up, they have all kinds of ultraviolet technology on the ships to minimize the potential contamination among passengers and among crew for disseminating viruses and bacteria. Very, very important, you know, to consider that. Also, there are ultraviolet bulbs available to be installed in air conditioning systems. Very, very helpful. So every little step that you make has an important support for your health and well-being.
Well, we're coming up into the cooler season, and I always remind people when it starts to get cool is the perfect time. Open up all the doors and windows to your house and air it out. The indoor air is way more toxic with chemicals than the outdoor air. So, you know, take advantage of that as we get into the cooler periods.
Okay, sounds like a good idea. And I think most everybody is enjoying that fabulous new wave of weather that we have here in South Florida. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and we'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about the reasons people get sick. Dr. Slavin?
And, you know,
okay.
Well, no, one of the big areas is stress. And that one, you know, I don't know how much we can help you over the radio with stress, except I remember years ago, having a conversation with someone, and this is like 40 years ago, and they said to me their doctor told them to at least take a vacation every 3 months, at least a long weekend, to try and de-stress.
Not everybody can do that.
Well,
so
figure out how to de-stress.
Right.
Do something to de-stress. I mean, set your mind to it. Take yourself out of your daily environment so you can, you know, just get away from everything.
Okay, I've got a suggestion that just 5 minutes every day of meditation. And people say to me, oh, a little bit of disagreement there. Okay, so
I don't know if it's enough.
Okay, but it's a start. And it's an idea. So many people say, oh, well, it's way too hard. I've tried to meditate. I can't do it. There are a number of different ways of approaching meditation. It's so important as a stress modifier. So there are so many different things that you can do. And I think, you know, that addressing your level of stress is a huge part of maintaining wellness. At AMT Centers, Dr. Slavin, do you measure cortisol levels, and how important is it to measure morning, midday, and evening cortisol levels? Can you tell anything from one test?
Well, you can tell a little bit, but you can't tell as much as you can.
Okay.
But in addition to measuring cortisol levels, you want to measure ACTH levels. Because if you're overstimulating your adrenals, you want to know that. And that's one way of telling whether you're under a lot of stress. Also, checking on the function of your adrenals. Another way is doing your basal body temperature. That not only reflects on thyroid function, it reflects on adrenal function. If they're sluggish, your basal body temperature will be low. So what's considered low? Below 97.6, first thing in the morning before you get out of bed. If it's lower than that, there may be some issues that you need to look into. And forget about the blood tests. They could be in the normal range, and you could have these issues where you're not making enough functional hormone for your body to work properly.
Okay, so with regard to stress, that there are those profiles of tests that you can access to evaluate the potential damage that stress may be taking or bringing to your body. And, okay, so, Dr. Slavin, we have a special guest that's coming up on Friday. That's tomorrow. Okay.
Yep. Right.
Catch up this week, Janet. All right. So tomorrow, you want to tell our listeners about who's going to be on?
Yes. It's Sylvia Binder. She's a naturopathic doctor and a PhD. And she's the CEO of the OnDemid company. companies based in Germany and New York. She grew up in Vienna, Austria, and that's where she'll be Germany. She's living in Germany now. That's where she'll be when we speak with her on the program tomorrow. She earned a degree in business, and in her continued educational path, she received a ND degree from the College of Naturopathy in London, followed by her PhD degree in naturopathy. She moved to the U.S. in 1989, and in 2002, she met her husband, Rolf Binder, and she established OndaMed Incorporated in New York. Shortly thereafter, her five-year-old son was discovered with a 1 centimeter blood clot in his heart. So they put him on Coumadin, but the Coumadin wasn't working. So she started treating her son with the OndaMed. Not only did her son become therapeutic to the Coumadin, in other words, it allowed the Coumadin to work after 3 short OndaMed sessions, he was able to avoid open heart surgery since the blood clot reduced drastically within 3 months. And since 2003, her son has been free of all medication and enjoys a healthy life with preventive monthly OndaMed treatments. This eye-opening and heart-touching experience fueled Sylvia Binder's passion to educate the world of this life-changing technology. And she's been helping chronically ill patients at her practice in southern Germany. She's involved with clinical studies at various university clinics, lectures around the world, and offers courses teaching practitioners about the integration of OndaMed with nutrition, homeopathy, arthroposophical medicines, environmental stress, cancer, bioenergetic fields, intuition, and more. So this whole topic tomorrow comes under the category of energy medicine. And it's something that's not practiced that much in the United States, but more so in Europe. John, do you have a comment on energy medicine at all?
I'm all for it. I think that, okay, so this is kind of stepping far afield. This energy medicine that we're talking about here is electromagnetic. It's a technology. I think that humans have been practicing energy medicine since the beginning of time. People know about maintaining a positive thought pattern, that when you get into a negative thought pattern, that has consequences, and that's energy. We are energetic beings, that we are made up of more energy, the energetic molecules being more numerous in our bodies than the actual dense cells that we think of ourselves as being made up of. And so we have the microbiome that is very, very much energy interactive. The microbiome in our guts have an energetic exchange with the beneficial neurotransmitters in our brains. So to deny the reality of energy and how it impacts on human health and human function is literally to deny thousands of years of human history. I think it's going to be so very, very interesting to talk with Sylvia Binder. She is absolutely just full of information, and what's even better, full of experience with how people respond to OndaMed.
Okay, that's tomorrow's program, so we'll have Sylvia Binder on talking about OndaMed. I just want to let our listeners know that I was informed by AMT centers that they're full for the October 31st event. So we're planning another event early December.
Excellent.
Right after Thanksgiving.
Okay, so be careful with your Thanksgiving dinner. I want to tell everybody that this afternoon from 3 to 7, I'll be at Toonies in Fort Lauderdale. And tomorrow when we're on the phone with Sylvia Binder, I'll be speaking to you from Greenlands in Delray Beach.
All right, and you can still call up for the event, and I'll tell them to just put you on the list for the December event.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back tomorrow with a special guest, Sylvia Binder. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio. Brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time. And get healthy.